live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, Northern Ireland has seen its biggest daily increase in COVID-19 infections. The daily figure has gone over 1,000 for the first time. The Foreign Affairs Minister, Simon Coveney, says there needs to be greater cross-border cooperation. The head of the HSE says there's huge concern over the COVID-19 trends in Irish hospitals. The principal of St Bernadette Special School in Letterkenny moves to clarify details surrounding claims of a COVID-19 outbreak in the school. He says some pupils are being tested, but there is no question of an outbreak. And the government has played down suggestions that midterm breaks for schools could be extended. And later in the bulletin, Miriam Fitzsimons is here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. And as it's Friday, we'll have An Nocht Oileamh Ag Colm Ferriter. But we begin with confirmation this evening that Northern Ireland has seen its biggest daily increase in COVID-19 infections. 1,080 people have been diagnosed with the virus in the past 24 hours. No new deaths. In the past week alone, there have been over 5,000 new infections north of the border, with today marking the first time that the daily total has exceeded 1,000. It comes as the North's Deputy First Minister, Michelle O'Neill, waits for a test after a family member tested positive for COVID-19. She's working remotely and staying at home. Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney says there needs to be greater cross-border cooperation.
What we need to focus on now is working together with Northern Ireland to ensure that senior politicians and the public health teams on both sides of the border are putting plans in place together to make sure that a significant spike in infection rates and in spread of COVID in Northern Ireland isn't spilling over into the border.
Clifford Stranorer in Donegal remains the local electoral area with the highest COVID-19 incidence rate in the country. It has a 14-day incidence rate of more than 602, according to latest figures up to Monday. Areas which have an incidence rate of over 300 in Donegal are Letterkenny and North Inishowen. With a local breakdown of the figures, here's Catherine Gaffney.
In the week up to last Monday evening, there were 59 cases in North Inishowen, a rate of 347.8 per 100,000, and 54 cases in South Inishowen, a rate of 241.4 per 100,000. Milford registered 16 cases, a rate of 116.4 per 100,000, while Letterkenny had 99 cases, a rate of 332.2 cases per 100,000. There was a marginal fall in Lifford Stranorler with 156 cases. It's still the county's and the country's highest incidence rate of 602.6 per 100,000. Glenties had 29 cases in the week to Monday. That's 121.2 cases per 100,000. The Donegal electoral area had 51 cases, a rate of 192.5 per 100,000.
Well, the head of the HSE says there's huge concern over the COVID-19 trends in hospitals. 30 people are now being treated in intensive care with the disease. That's the highest figure since early June. That includes 8 admissions in the past 24 hours. One of those being treated in ICU is being treated at Letterkenny University Hospital. The overall numbers in hospital now with coronavirus has risen to 179, 12 of those in Letterkenny. The principal of St Bernadette's Special School in Letterkenny has moved to clarify details surrounding claims of a COVID-19 outbreak at the school. The school was notified on Wednesday that a student from another school who travels on the same bus as some of the St Bernadette's pupils had tested positive for the virus, as had a bus escort who spent some time in St Bernadette's last week. Principal John Harran says as a result, a number of pupils are being tested.
A student from another school who shares a bus with St Bernadette's pupils had tested positive. The bus escort also tested positive, and that bus escort had been in our school as an SNA sub last Thursday and Friday. So we took the extreme decision, I suppose, to close the class that SNA had been in. We also had to tell the children that were on both of them buses, you know, stay at home for 14 days, and all them children are going for tests today and tomorrow. So to say that there was an outbreak of COVID-19 in the school, I think, was incorrect and was wrong.
Well, the government is playing down suggestions that midterm breaks for schools could be extended as part of a plan to contain the spread of COVID-19. The idea of closing schools for 2 weeks over Halloween was, it's believed, briefly mentioned at a cabinet meeting this week. But the Department of Education says no such decision has been taken yet, and many of the cases linked to schools so far have been picked up outside the school setting. GP Ilona Duffy says schools don't appear to be be major drivers of transmission in the community.
Issues with regards to schools and that being a source of infection and a spread of infection doesn't seem to have happened. And you know what, that's really good, because that means we were advised that by NPHET, and we were advised from international guidance and evidence that there didn't seem to be a massive spread, especially amongst our younger children.
The state has failed to provide answers to the loved ones of nursing home residents who died as a result of COVID-19. That's the finding of the COVID committee's report, which has recommended that an inquiry into the state's handling of the virus in care homes be carried out. 985 people living in nursing homes died after contracting the virus, more than half the total number who lost their lives. With more, here's Casey O'Riordan.
The COVID committee says it's been unable to get satisfactory answers as to why 985 residents of nursing homes died after they contracted COVID-19. It says the state overly focused on preparing acute hospitals and failed to recognise the level of risk posed to those in nursing homes. 10,000 patients were transferred into long-term residential care facilities in anticipation of the virus, and NPHET told nursing homes who introduced visiting restrictions that they were premature. Deputy Michael McNamara is chair of the committee.
While we know all of those things, we don't know necessarily the impact some of those decisions had.
CEO of Nursing Homes Ireland, Tadhg Daly, says it's important that the state's response is examined.
Our members and the staff in particular have worked might and main to tackle the crisis at the outset without support from the state. We felt that the state machinery was almost exclusively, as I say, focused on the acute hospital system. We knew from watching what was happening in other jurisdictions, particularly in Italy and Spain in particular, that older people and those with multiple comorbidities, those with underlying conditions, were at an increased risk.
Nursing Homes Ireland warns that the pandemic isn't over in nursing homes. 135 currently have positive cases of COVID-19, with 27 receiving intensive support from the HSC.
And that report was from Casey O'Riordan. The state will run a deficit of around 21 billion euro this year. Ministers have signalled that next Tuesday's budget will have two scenarios set out. One is if the country stays at level three restrictions. The other takes account of a potential move to higher restrictions. The Public Expenditure Minister, Michael McGrath, has also said there will be an increase in spending on capital projects for 2021. A letter representing 60 hospitality businesses in Donegal has been sent to all five TDs in the county, detailing that now is make or break time for the sector. Ahead of budget 2021, the document outlines that 5,500 local jobs are at risk and urgent government supports are needed. Prior to COVID-19, tourism businesses across Donegal supported 7,500 jobs and generated 249 million euro in revenues annually for the local economy. This year, with local tourism struggling under immense financial difficulties, it's estimated that almost 75% of those jobs are at risk. The Donegal Irish Hotels Federation chair is Paul Diver.
We need a permanent solution. You know, they've given us stick and plasters in the past, but we need a permanent solution by reducing the VAT, you know, and leaving it at a reduced rate, and by looking at the commercial rates. You know, hotels are just hotels, and everyone in the tourism industry is on their knees, and they certainly can't be afford to be paying commercial rates at this time.
And there are other points contained within this letter, a kind of a wish list ahead of the budget.
Yeah, well, I don't really think it's a wish list. You know, they're all reality. We're not looking for anything we don't deserve. You know, we're a huge contributor in the economy here in Donegal. We're one of the biggest employers, and you know, we're all in lockdown through no fault of our own, and we totally recognise that, you know, people's health is a priority, but we in business need help to survive as well and to get us over this crisis.
In terms of a lot of hotels here in the county, while they're closed now for level three, many are talking about not reopening until the new year at the earliest.
Yeah, that's going to be a huge problem. A handful of hotels have remained open and are dealing with people. You know, people can move within the county or can travel within the county and are doing that. A lot of other hotels would be, you know, they'd be very seasonal. But over the last couple of years, we've tried to reduce the seasonality in Donegal, you know, with the Wild Atlantic Way and with help from Fáilte Ireland. We've managed to, you know, a lot of hotels have managed to stay open all the year round. But not with this crisis now, yes, a lot of them are looking at just opening, you know, for the summer months next year. You know, so we need help and we need it in this budget next week.
That was Paul Diver of the IHF speaking there to Catherine Gaffney, and that letter, as we said, sent to all five TDs in the Donegal constituency, and of course also sent to the TDs in Sligo Leitrim and South Donegal, which represents people in the south of the county. Lutheran na Gaeltacht has approved over €1.4 million in vital COVID-19 supports for Gaeltacht companies over the past number of months in order to assist them in counteracting the challenges created by the pandemic. Lutheran says over 390 companies in the Gaeltacht have already benefited. With the details, here's Michaela Clark.
In Donegal, over €260,000 was approved for 108 businesses. 69 applications were approved for the online trading scheme, while 39 business continuity vouchers were approved. The majority of Donegal applications approved were for businesses in the services, food and drink, tourism and manufacturing sectors. Currently, as the second wave of COVID-19 virus results in additional lockdown measures, Uteris is advising Gaeltacht companies to ensure completion of financial planning and business improvement measures as soon as possible. Eligible companies can avail of up to €7,500 in consultancy advice at no cost to the business to assist them in preparing a financial plan and implementing lean business processes. In a statement, Micheál O'Haney, Chief Executive Officer, Uteris na Gaeltacht, says that it's more important than ever for companies to increase their planning and remedial efforts.
Almost 20 samples from drinking water supplies in Donegal have failed inspections for an environmental pollutant this year. It's the biggest failure rate nationwide, with 59 concerns in total across the country. Irish Water has tested 791 samples nationwide to see if they're within the allowed limits of trihalomethanes, which have been linked to cancer. Glenties and Ardra accounted for the majority of failed inspections, while areas in Letterkenny, Milford, Kerrykeel and Ballintra are also of concern. Dr. Michelle Minahan from the Environmental Protection Agency says the water is still safe to drink.
People can be reassured that if there is a risk to their health from a THM exceedance on their water supply, Irish Water will have notified the EPA and they will have consulted with the HSE to see is there a need for consumers to take action. And at the moment, there are no water supplies in Ireland where there is a notice in place for elevated THMs.
The Agriculture and Marine Minister says he remains hopeful that the Irish fisheries sector will be protected as part of any deal on Brexit. There is serious concern locally with fishing a major obstacle, it's reported in the current Brexit negotiations. Minister Charlie McConnellogue was taking questions from TDs at a joint committee meeting earlier today.
Particularly in recent days, we've seen the rhetoric increase as well in terms of the negotiations and the UK government indicating it as something that they're looking to, they are seeking to make gains on, and certainly our position is very strong in relation to the importance of our fishery sector, ensuring that it is protected. In the talks as they come hopefully to a successful conclusion.
The Donegal County Council Artists Bursary Scheme is inviting applications from individual professional artists of all disciplines for help toward art projects which are ongoing or proposed. The scheme is designed to support artists at any stage of their career. Eimear McKeown has more.
The objective of the scheme is to facilitate artists in the development or the completion of specific bodies or programmes of work. It will support artists to sustain and develop their practice through the research, design, creation and presentation of events, performances, exhibitions and other artistic projects. In particular, and with regard to the current restrictive COVID-19 environment, the scheme aims to support artists who may be thinking about new ways of working and of reaching the public with their work. It's designed to assist artists to stabilise their existing activity while looking to the future. Scheme guidelines and application forms in English and Irish are now available to download from the Donegal County Council website or by emailing artistbursaries@donegalcoco.ie. The closing date for the receipt of completed applications is close of business, 4:30 p.m. Friday, October 23rd.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny, with the new Donegal GA Raven range, including zip-ups, tracksuit bottoms and shorts, available in-store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 16 minutes past 5 o'clock. We say good evening to Miriam Fitzsimons.
Thanks, Donal. Daryl Horgan and Seanan Maguire have both been called up to the Republic of Ireland squad for the Nations League games against Wales and Finland. They'll replace Aaron Connolly and Adam Ida, who have returned to their clubs after missing the Euro 2020 playoff semi-final against Slovakia last night. They were forced out of the game, having been listed as close contacts of a confirmed COVID-19 case within the Irish backroom team. Former Northern Ireland defender Gareth McAuley believes the current team have what it takes to reach Euro 2020. They progressed to the playoff finals with a penalty shootout win over Bosnia to set up a tie with Slovakia. McAuley believes that there's great character in the group.
Listen, there's not massive superstars in our team. We've got some good, very good Premier League players, but the strengths in the team, the strengths in the unity, and the togetherness and the belief.
Colin Healy will take charge of Cork City for this evening's SSE, or Tricity Premier Division meeting with Bohemians. Neil Fenn left as manager yesterday, just after 1 year in charge. Kickoff at Daly Mount is at 5:45. Third place fourth in the First Division tonight, with Longford Town away to Cabinteely. UCD go to Athlone, and Wexford entertain Cove. In golf, Shane Lowry has a share of the lead on day two of the PGA Championship at Wentworth. Dennis Kerwin reports.
Shane Lowry followed up an opening round of 67 with a magnificent blemish-free 7-birdie round of 65 today at Wentworth. That propelled the Open champion up to 12 under par and into a share of the lead with Matthew Fitzpatrick, who also completed his own fine round of 65 despite making double bogey on his final hole. The pair have a 3-shot lead over Victor Perez, who's on 9 under par, while Eddie Pepperell and Adrie Arnaus are next best on 7 under. Padraig Harrington's 2 under par through 6. He made an eagle on the par 5 fourth, while Graham McDowell is 2 over par through 3 holes. With McGurk's Golf, online at mcgurksgolf.com, I'm Dennis Kerwin.
Lowry seemed very much at ease when he came off the course and says he's always confident when he plays at Wentworth.
I came here in 2010 first, when they just Ernie did the redo first, and I remember everybody moaning that year, but I absolutely loved the place. And they've made a lot of changes since then. They made the course great. It's not as hard as it was, and I just love the fact I love coming back. And I mean, it's obviously different now, we can't leave the hotel, but even staying in Cobra Park and places, it's just an amazing place to come and play golf and stay. And I love it all the time.
In rugby, Ulster and Munster have both been cleared to play their respective Pro 14 games this weekend. Both teams had reported cases of COVID-19 this week. Marcus Ray will make his first Ulster start in tomorrow's away meeting with the Ospreys. Meanwhile, Munster have 7 changes for the visit of Edinburgh to Thomond Park. Last week's match winner, Ben Healy, is given a start, while Matt Gallagher makes his debut on the wing. Leinster have made 6 changes for tomorrow's trip to face Benetton in Italy. Ross Byrne replaces the injured Johnny Sexton, with Robbie Henshaw, Keelan Dorris and Will Connors also coming in. Connacht head coach Andy Friend has changed just 2 of his winning team for their trip to the Dragons. Sammy Arnold and Owen Masterson come in to the starting 15. Finally, in tennis, defending champion Rafa Nadal looks like he's heading for another French Open final. He leads Diego Schwartzman by 2 sets to love, and just a short time ago it was 6-5 in the third. Later, Novak Djokovic faces the 5th seed Stefanos Tsitsipas. That is all from the Highland Radio Sports Desk for now. Have a very good evening.
Thank you very much indeed, Miriam. The Dáil has been told that Bus Éireann and the government must ensure there are school bus places for all eligible and concessionary second level students. Donegal Deputy Padraig McLaughlin says the government is striving for 50% capacity on school bus services, and while that would be desirable, it cannot be achieved at the expense of students. Deputy McLaughlin also says the government is looking to the private bus sector to bail it out, but refusing requests for support during the spring and the summer. He told the Dáil no student should be left behind.
Every year there are families left behind, and we work through it with Bus Éireann and with the Department of Education, and we find a solution. But this year, what has been said to Bus Éireann is that any families who haven't availed of the ticket before August 4th will have to wait until you get to 50% capacity. Now, the problem of that is that in the likes of Donegal, the private transport operators joined with other operators across the state to appeal for financial supports outside of the pandemic unemployment payment. Their industry is in real crisis, and they really were not financially supported at all. Those very people are now being asked to bail out our school transport system in order for it to reach 50% capacity, which would of course be desirable. But surely to God, the first thing you do is look after the families who have missed out. The first thing that Bus Éireann must do, working with the Department of Education, is to make sure that there's capacity for every single child or student who needs it, be it eligible or concessionary, before we look for 50% capacity. So the solution is simple: a clear instruction to Bus Éireann that the department, in conjunction with your own department, will resource this service to make sure nobody's left behind, and then push towards 50% capacity.
And that was Deputy Padraig McLaughlin speaking in the Dáil. Agus anois, an nuacht, a léamh ag Colm Ferriter.
Colm Ferriter and Sean in the Fríos Gaeltachta ar Highland Radio. Seolú factus de chud údaras na Gaeltachta an teachtain seo chun aird a hanach ar síl agus na deisina tar fáil de ghaoine in Gaeltacht Ghuananáil. Is é Gaeltacht Ghuananáil tá síl roat Catia will took fanart and free of chactaract and actish at a shota con rini a walu and shaw agus a cajun seal nisfar a winchama. Tahar exul gomalhi and factus wild and fobbled giltacta at an agoni in echina ella in erin agus diaspora na giltacta ar fod at her nagoni ar fod and doing comai. Carter baim ar ashina agus efuct and von agar technoliacta. Ag mull digita G-Tech at ag faimu sna cantar gaeltachta. Nérian an físeán aliacht na gaeltachta cantar gí dóir agus na rásan, jaisin na chaihiv amsire agus idjahis at ar fáil de ghíní agus ta hailí sna cantar. Fógrítar i dyrastal, dyrascal de chud an ard ráctara chontas agus chiste, nár caihiv sim santasa a mahas an bodjad capital runya na gaeltachta imlíonle. Os cion na 1.7 million euro a hawaliu cynnas na rinu an dol chunchin, cairna a viu ag suolis o hiv plana le changa, agus stratis fi hiv lian don changa, nur a rinu maistahan ar dus baia. Fógríu buachari an gomortas de chodjan arachtas ag ófart le fóras na gaelige, gradam falsiúhóra fiha, gradam rex carlo, gradam de valrihe, agus gradam i húlawain le linn na seachtainia. Imaasc na buachari na maia zef, a wanyan gradam rex carlo don sihirs an felican agus an rí, agus anyan niu scríf dori a ta buinseachu leis an iar húskart, anya darkan maia dini ren, agus padagi nuolahan, imaasc portraji na scríf nori gaelige, a ta mar chodj den eile arachtas na gaelige comai. Sin mo chodj sa iligolier, slán agus banacht.
Karamahagath Colm, agus anish on I'm Sure Met Aaron Tellus. We'll see a mix of scattered showers and drier spells this evening. The showers continuing into tonight with clear spells, lowest overnight temperatures 6 to 8 degrees Celsius in moderate to fresh west to northwest winds. They'll be strong at times, particularly in coastal areas. A mix of scattered showers and sunny spells tomorrow. The showers becoming more isolated toward evening in highest temperatures of 11 or 12 degrees Celsius. Again, moderate to fresh northwest winds. The main stories in brief. Northern Ireland has seen its biggest daily increase in COVID-19 infections. 1,080 people diagnosed with the virus over the past 24 hours. The first time the daily figure has gone above 1,000. It comes as the North's Deputy First Minister Michelle O'Neill waits for a test after a family member tested positive for COVID-19. The Republic's Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney says there must be greater cross-border cooperation. The head of the HSE says there's huge concern over the trend of rising COVID-19 cases presenting for treatment in hospitals. 30 people now in intensive care across the country, one of them in Letterkenny. 179 people in hospitals across the country being treated for COVID-19, 12 of those in Letterkenny. And that's Highland Radio News. We're back with headlines again at 6 o'clock. Until then, from the news team, have a very good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 9th of October. The death has taken place of P.O. McCann, 12 Cannon Hill, Omagh. Funeral Mass will take place on Monday afternoon at 2 o'clock at Sacred Heart Church, Omagh, with interment afterwards in Drumrah Cemetery. The funeral will be live streamed on the Drumrah Parish webcam. Due to government guidelines, the wake and funeral are strictly private to family and close friends only, please. The death has occurred of Anthony Gallen, Mean Rea, Crossroads, Killigordon. Funeral Mass will be celebrated on Sunday afternoon in St Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon, at 2 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Due to HSC and to government guidelines, the house mass and interment will be private to immediate family only, please. The funeral mass will be streamed live via the parish Facebook page. The death has taken place of Margaret O'Brien, Nabe Lee, 14, Woodlawn, Stranorlar. Funeral will leave her home on Sunday morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorlar, with burial afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. Mass will be streamed live on the parish webcam at churchservices.tv/Stranorter. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the house and funeral are private to family only, please. Family flowers only, donations if desired, to the Patients' Comfort Fund, St Joseph's Hospital, Stranorter, care of any family member. The death has taken place in London of Roger Gallagher, Largan Rea, Downings. His remains are reposing at the family residence. Funeral from there tomorrow to the Church of St John the Baptist, Carrigart, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, which can be viewed live on the Meva Parish Facebook page. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the wake and funeral are private to family and close friends only, please. The death has occurred of Manus Nappy O'Donnell, Cronachalog, Dunloe. His remains are en route to his late residence. Funeral Mass on Sunday at 12 noon in St Cronus Church, Dunloe, with interment afterwards in Mahari Cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake and funeral are private to family and close friends, with house strictly private to family only, please. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Dunloe Community Hospital, care of any family member or Midlin Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Mary Rose Macbeth, née McMiniman, late of 18 Lochmorris Road, Ahiarn, formerly of Carrick McGrath, Ballybuffet. Requiem Mass will be celebrated tomorrow morning at 11 in St Patrick's Church, Ahiarn, interment afterwards in St Mary's Churchyard, Sesha O'Neill. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam at churchservices.tv/Ahiarn. In compliance with guidelines, the house, mass and interment are strictly private to immediate family only, please.